Good day from The Source listeners. Today we have the pleasure of speaking with Sonia Strobel, who is the Managing Director and co-founder of Skipper Autos in Vancouver, the first community-supported fisher in Canada. We are excited to get an update from Sonia about how the CSF is doing and what is next for the business. So welcome. Thank you so much for being here today.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
Great. Well, congratulations on operating the first CSF in Canada. That's quite an undertaking for any CSA or CSF. So, how long have you been operating?
Well, we came up with the idea in 2008, and so the summer of 2009 was actually our first CSF season.
Okay, so that's strange that we're just hearing about it now, because obviously you've been going so well for so long.
Yes, we've kept a pretty low profile. We started the CSF because my father-in-law, Otto, had been fishing for about 40 years, but just wasn't even able to break even. And we started the CSF just as a way to help him be able to stay in fishing, because he wanted to stay in fishing, to help him break even, and also to help connect people that we knew who really wanted a direct connection to their fishermen, where they could get their seafood and know that it was sustainable, know the sort of complete, you know, supply chain transparency.
Okay.
So it really wasn't intended to be a business, and my husband, Sean, and I, who started it, were full-time high school teachers and just doing this on the side.
But like you said, you wanted to, you know, be able to bring sustainable and local seafood to people there.
Exactly, and it turns out that that struck a chord with a lot of people.
Well, when you say a lot of people, how many members do you have now?
We now have about 1,200 members.
Oh, wow.
And we support about around about 15 fishermen. It fluctuates a little bit depending on deckhands and things, but about 15 fishermen.
Okay. And it's sort of like the traditional word, they would come pick it up at certain places, or do you deliver product as well?
Yeah, we do a variety of things. So first of all, our CSF is a buy-down style CSF, so that means that members buy a credit, and then they can choose to take whatever products they want from as many or as few of the pickup or delivery opportunities as we have. So they don't get a weekly box of what we put together. They come and pick what they want when they want.
Oh, okay.
They go through the credit.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that is nice. It gives people more choice than some of the other models.
Right, and I think that's one of the reasons it's been successful, is people who aren't sure, or maybe they're new to certain kinds of seafood, they still join. They're not so scared to join, because they can say, well, okay, if I only want to take, you know, halibut, I could just take all halibut if that's what I want.
And isn't that part of it, is when you mentioned that what consumers are kind of interested in is like educating them about this local fish here off the coast that you didn't even know existed, or you haven't tried before.
Yeah,
are you doing some of that, having some underused species?
Yeah, definitely. You know, being that Sean and I were both high school teachers, and actually Skipper Otto himself was a high school teacher before he retired, we're all really focused on education. We know that when people are provided with information, they make good choices. So a lot of what we do is education. We do workshops, and we do slideshows and talks like that, so it's things for our members. And, you know, for example, pink salmon are an interesting species that a lot of people here haven't tried before, or it maybe has a bad reputation because historically it wasn't treated very well and it can get damaged very easily. So when the pink first come in, often we'll offer a pink salmon at cost to our members, so say $8 for a whole fish.
Wow.
And they'll come and they can take a fish and go home and try it. And often what happens is the next week when they come, they say, well, I just want pink salmon now that I know how delicious and amazing that is. So a lot of it's education and just broadening people's minds about what is sustainable, what's available, and what to do with it.
Okay. All right. And I assume the fishing boats you work with, too, are happy to have a place to sell and keep their business going.
This is really why it took off so much, is not only did we have customers who were really starving for some kind of connection like this, but also there was just fishermen who were starved for a place to sell their seafood at a good price with a connection. And so we had, you know, equal lineups on either side of fishermen wanting to join the community-supported fishery and customers wanting to join.
Well, for From the Source, we recently interviewed a U.S. Restaurant-supported fishery, and I love that concept that, you know, to get chefs interested in using some of these underutilized species as well, or just getting you know, any of their local seafood right up the boat. Is that something that you've looked into, or?
Yeah, definitely. We're really inspired by the restaurant-supported fishery model, and it's something that we'd like to move toward here in Vancouver. There's no one doing that on the West Coast at all, and it's sort of this new concept. So, yeah, as of yet, we don't really have any restaurant connections, but we've been approached by a lot of restaurants recently. Mm. And so we've been thinking about, okay, well, what is the model? How do we do that in a way that still supports this model that we've created and that doesn't make us part of a traditional seafood supply chain, which doesn't work for fish? So definitely something that we're working toward.
Oh, that's wonderful. I hope that really does go well in the future. I know it will. It just is, like you said, setting up the model and seeing how it'll work.
Yeah.
And then I know there are a few CSFs going in the U.S. And then have you heard of some in other countries as well?
Yeah, that's right. I think there's about 50 in North America now. I know of a couple in the UK and one in Spain. And so it's growing around the world for sure. And we keep kind of in close contact. There are some collaborative groups of CSFs that work together. Hmm. There's one that's localcatch.org. And that's sort of a collective of community supported fisheries. And we kind of work together to advance the movement.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And how else would you like to expand in the future? We talked about restaurant-supported fisheries. Is there anything else new coming up that you want to tell us about?
Yeah, we've we expanded, so we aren't just selling seafood to members who live right in Vancouver, but we actually have members now in the provinces of BC and Alberta and Saskatchewan. Across Western Canada. And we found that people in those provinces are especially starved for a good local seafood, and their alternatives are often buying seafood that's traveled halfway around the globe and changed hands 10 or 20 times before it's gotten to them, and they have no transparency. And so we've figured out, when we first started, we were literally renting a freezer truck and driving across the country to drop off fish for people. And of course, that model can't be sustained for very long, and it's really expensive model. And so we've now, just this year, we've partnered with some retailers in different cities across Western Canada, organic, local, grocers who are willing to receive our members' orders as a shipment and hand them out for us. And
wow.
So that's really allowing us to expand and provide that seafood to members in all kinds of different cities. Who they can still be connected to this community of fishermen and of fish consumers.
Mm-hmm. That is such a great idea. So you have those stores set up in quite a few cities, you said?
We do, yeah. We have them, we have three retailers in Edmonton, Calgary, and Regina.
Okay.
And then we also have some in smaller communities. We have people who have started buying clubs. And so we have Peace River, Alberta, Fort St. John in BC, Jasper, Canmore, Lethbridge. So these communities are forming their own buying clubs. And what we do is once they reach a minimum order, we can ship that order to a cold storage in their town. Mm. And the coordinator in that town will pick up the orders and hand them out to the members.
Okay. Wow, what a great idea. I'm so glad you're doing that. And
yeah.
Like you said, getting fresh seafood to people in basically the Midwest of the country. So.
Exactly. That's right.
Well, I so appreciate you being with us today and telling us a little bit about the CSF, and we wish you great success
in the future. Thanks for taking an interest. Yes, thank you.
You bet. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thanks. Take care.